Top 10, the month of Ramadan. Number 1, the meaning of the word Ramadan. Perhaps you thought the word might mean something along the lines of holy or holy month. Maybe you even thought it could be something like hungry. Well, actually, the word Ramadan means dryness or scorching heat. The term Ramadan is literally derived from Al-Ramd, which means burning heat of the sun. It is believed that this name is given to the fasting month due to the thirst experienced during fasting. And this may be true as well, but the Holy Prophet has also narrated that the name is given to the fasting month because fasting burns the sins. According to some narrations, Ramadan is also one of the names of Allah. So the more appropriate way to refer to the month of fasting is to say the month of Ramadan and not just Ramadan. Number 2. Fasting also exists in other religions. You might have already known this one, but it's still quite interesting. Fasting comes in various shapes and forms, like Lent in the Christian tradition. But when it comes to Islam, Muslims will be giving up a little more than chocolate to show their dedication to God. But if you think that's difficult, previous religions used to fast for even longer. A Jew once asked the Holy Prophet ﷺ, "Why did the Almighty enjoin fasting upon your nation during daytime for 30 days after having required previous nations to fast for a longer period of time?" The Messenger of Allah said, "When Adam ate of the forbidden fruit, food remained in his stomach for 30 days. This is why Allah enjoined my nation to fast for 30 days. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this verse: "Fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may guard yourselves against evil. Fast for a certain number of days." Fasting also appears in the Bible in Deuteronomy 9:9 and Matt 4:1-10. Number 3. Fasting in extremely difficult time zones. How do Muslims fast in countries where the sun never sets? What if there is only a few hours of sunlight? In some countries, Muslims fast for more than 21 hours, and in some countries, fasting doesn't exceed more than 10 hours. If you're living in Denmark, you might not be so lucky. Here, Muslims observe the longest fast in the world. The fasting lasts a massive 21 hours in this country. In Iceland, Sweden, and Norway, fasting hours are 20 hours. In the Netherlands and Belgium, 18 hours and 30 minutes. Spain, 17 hours. Now compare that to Argentina and Australia, the countries that have the shortest fasts, where fasting lasts for 9 to 11 hours. I can sleep that long. Number 4. The benefits of dates. Well, this one just had to be on the list, didn't it? It is narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. The first thing that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did was breaking his fast with a ripe date, if it was its season, or dried date in other seasons. But why did the Prophet break his fast with dates? Well, of course, everything the Holy Prophet did always had some wisdom in it. It also contains calcium, iron, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, and zinc. Number 5. The societal benefits of fasting. Fasting doesn't only have personal benefits, but also societal benefits. It creates a stronger bond in the family, community, and also increases the amount people give to the poor. Hisham ibn Hakam asked Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam about the reasons because of which fasting has been made obligatory. The Imam replied, "Verily, Allah made fasting obligatory in order to equalize between the poor and the rich. But remember, next time you're handing out that charity, while you might have a warm house, a happy family, and a meal when the sun goes down, there are others out there who do not." Number 6. Fasting is the only act of worship that has a penalty if missed intentionally. This will help us realize the significance of fasting. If any Muslim misses his daily prayers, even intentionally, although he has committed a mortal sin, he only has to make up the lapsed prayers. There is no penalty involved in it. The same applies if one misses his pilgrimage to Hajj. Fasting, however, is the only worshipping act that, if it is deliberately missed, in addition to making it up, there's a hefty penalty for it. In fact, if someone intentionally breaks their fast, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam said, he must free a slave or fast 2 months or feed 60 poor people. But if he was unable to do so, he must give charity as much as he can. This penalty becomes even heftier if the person has broken his fast with something haram, such as drinking alcohol. Number 7. The one who is fasting is worshipping Allah continuously even if he is asleep. If you choose to spend a lot of your time sleeping in the month of Ramadan, that might not be so bad after all. It is narrated from the Prophet of Islam, a faster is worshipping God even if he is asleep in his bed, as long as he does not backbite any Muslim. So next time someone tells you to wake up when you're fasting, you can say, "Hey, I'm worshipping here." Number 8. Ramadan is a season. As difficult as Ramadan might be, most Muslims will tell you, quite honestly, that they are sad to bid the month of Ramadan farewell. And with a sorry heart, they might say, "Now is the winter of our discontent." Having said that, have you ever felt like your life has ups and downs and even seasons? Well, Ramadan is quite like a season. Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam has said, "Everything has a season, and the season of the Quran is Ramadan." Number 9. Those who do not have to fast. Allah is the compassionate, the merciful, and the most kind, and many people are not allowed to observe fast for their own good. Like the mentally challenged, children, those who have not undergone puberty, women, those who are passing from their monthly cycles, travelers to a faraway place who are not staying there for 10 days or more, sick people to whom fasting might be injurious to their health, and also the old and weak. Number 10. The moon sighting wars. The month of Ramadan begins with the sighting of the new moon. When it's sighted, the month of Ramadan has begun. Simple, right? Not quite. Scholars or murjas have a difference of opinion when it comes to how we can spot the new moon. While some say that the moon can be spotted with a telescope, others say that it can't. It has to be seen with a naked eye. But why can't the scholars just agree on one thing? Well, that's like saying, why can't two doctors prescribe the same medicine? Or why can't two historians agree on one version of a particular obscure event in history? It just doesn't work that way. The grand murjas are experts in the field of fiqh, which is an ocean of knowledge in itself. Expecting them to have exactly the same rulings on issues like these is like expecting two fishermen to pull out the exact same fish from the sea. Just follow your murja and stop complaining. Hey, a fish is a fish, just eat it. Unless you're fasting. We hope you enjoyed this top 10. Please leave your comments, suggestions, and don't forget to share.